This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This presentation is titled Dry Eye, Causes, Symptoms, and Treatment. Tears are an important part of the healthy eye. A healthy tear film spread across the eye by a blink makes the surface of the eye smooth and clear. Without an adequate tear film, sharp vision is not possible. Tears that lubricate the tear film are constantly produced by a healthy eye. The tear film consists of three layers. An oily layer produced by the meibomian glands in the eyelid forms the outermost surface of the tear film, smoothing the tear surface and reducing evaporation of tears. A watery middle layer produced by the lacrimal gland cleanses the eye and washes away foreign particles or irritants. An inner layer of mucus produced by the conjunctiva allows the watery layer to spread evenly over the surface of the eye and helps the eye remain moist. How are tears produced? Tears are produced by two different methods. Slow, steady, or basal rate, responsible for normal eye lubrication, and excessive or reflex rate, produces large quantities of tears in response to eye irritation or emotions. When the eye is irritated, the lacrimal gland produces a large volume of tears that can overwhelm the tear drainage system and overflow from your eye. Dry eye occurs when our eye does not produce enough tears or appropriate quality of tears to keep the eye healthy and comfortable. Excessive tearing can occur when the eye is irritated by a foreign body, the eye is overcompensating for dryness if there are not enough tears lubricating the eye, and if a person becomes emotional and cries. What are the symptoms of dry eye? Stinging or burning eyes, scratchiness, stringy mucus in or around the eyes, excessive eye irritation from smoke or wind, excess tearing, difficulty wearing contact lenses, momentary or persistent blurring of vision that may fluctuate with each blink. Tear production normally decreases as we age. Although dry eye can occur in both men and women at any age, women are most often affected, especially after menopause. Sjogren's syndrome is an autoimmune disease in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks its own moisture-producing glands. The most common symptoms are dry eyes and dry mouth. 9 out of 10 Sjogren's patients are women. Prescription and over-the-counter medications may cause dry eye, including diuretics, beta blockers, antihistamines, sleeping pills, anxiety medications, or pain relievers. Since these medications are often necessary, the dry eye condition may have to be tolerated or treated with artificial tears. Eyelid problems can also cause dry eye, such as blepharitis, meibomitis, and rosacea, which can affect the outer oily layer of the tear film, causing excessive evaporation of the natural tears from the eye. Dry eye may also be caused by rare diseases that affect the inner mucus layer of the tear film and prevent the natural tear film from adhering to the eye. Such diseases include vitamin A deficiency, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and ocular cicatricial pemphigoid. How is dry eye diagnosed? An ophthalmologist diagnoses dry eye by examining your eyes. Two tests that measure tear production are the Schirmer tear test, which involves filter paper strips placed under the lower eyelids to measure the rate of tear production under various conditions, and diagnostic drop test, which looks for certain patterns of surface eye dryness. Dry eye may be treated by several different methods. One is eye drops or artificial tears. Artificial tears, similar to your own tears, lubricate the eyes and help replace the natural moisture layer of the tear film. Artificial tears are available without a prescription. They can be used as often as necessary. If you're sensitive to the preservatives in artificial tears, preservative-free eye drops are available. Another method of treating is conserving the tears. Tears drain out of the eye through a small channel into the nose. Your ophthalmologist may close these channels, either temporarily or permanently. This conserves your own tears and makes artificial tears last longer. Another method, prevent tear evaporation. When indoor heat is on, keep a humidifier or pan of water in the room to add moisture to dry air. Wear wraparound glasses to reduce direct exposure to the elements such as wind and sunlight to help reduce dry eye. Another treatment is prescription medication. If other methods do not give you adequate relief from dry eye, your ophthalmologist may suggest that you use a prescription medication such as cyclosporine, which stimulates tear production, or steroid eye drops, generally not recommended for a long-term treatment. Dry eye shouldn't interfere with your lifestyle. Talk with your ophthalmologist about treatment options. This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.